celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition.
You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM
with Kieran Uri Tuttiet.
No need to be making your mind up.
Indeed. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, and my goodness me, it's been a very emotional week to being a Eurovision Song Contest fan. We'll keep you updated with what's the latest news and play some amazing Eurovision songs.
Hello, this is Ruslana from Ukraine.
Hi, this is Jessica Malboy from Australia. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hi, this is Dotter from Sweden, and this is my song Bulletproof. Enjoy.
Wake me up when I am old enough to care. Up on my rusty heart, I swear. I will learn. You gotta be gentle, say you mean. Whatever you do, it's all for me. I'm talking about the wandering. I'm talking about the little things. I'm talking about the hunger. Give me love, my love, my love, my love. You know I'm talking about the love and pain. It's messing with my brain. Oh, you lift me up a thousand times. When you hit, it hurts like guns. I'm not bulletproof. I'm not bulletproof. Oh, oh. Bulletproof. When you're getting up your army, just shoot me in the middle where my heart's supposed to be. The cry sings forever, rest in peace. Care for me. Though it's too much for you. Show me your love and hold me near. And don't back down. You lift me up a thousand times. But when you hit, it hurts like guns. I'm not bulletproof. I'm not bulletproof. Bulletproof. When you're getting up your army, just shoot me in the middle where my heart's supposed to be. The cry sings forever. About the little things, I'm talking about the hunger. Give me love, my love, my love, my love. You know I'm talking about the love and pain. It's messing with my brain. Oh, you lift me up a thousand times, but when you hit, it hurts like guns. I'm not bulletproof. I'm not bulletproof. Bulletproof. When you're getting up your army, just shoot me.
Dottier with Bulletproof, that came second in Melody Festivalen this year, 2020. Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Uri Tuttiet. Welcome along to this 1 hour extravaganza of the world and Europe's favourite singing competition. Yes, and obviously I have to address the elephant in the room. Yes, Eurovision has been cancelled. If you've been living under a rock, I'm sure if you've seen the news or you've been looking online, you would see that sadly, because of the coronavirus, they've had to cancel this year's Eurovision Song Contest. But a statement was released by the European Broadcasting Union and the representatives of the Eurovision Song Contest and made a statement at 8:30 on Friday night, and I would like to read it out to you. We have been overwhelmed with the love that the Eurovision Song Contest family has shared since the difficult decision to cancel the 2020 event. The EBU is very aware of how much the Eurovision Song Contest will be missed this year. The contest's values of universality and inclusivity and our proud tradition of celebrating diversity through music are needed more now than ever. As much as the EBU and its members are currently exploring alternative programming, but not a competition, to help unite and entertain audiences around Europe during these challenging times. It is our intention with this programming on our online platforms in the coming months to honour the songs and artists which have been chosen for the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest. In that in mind, the reference group, the Song Contest Governing Board, has decided that in accordance with the rules of the Eurovision Song Contest, this year's songs will not be eligible to compete in the contest next year in 2021. At their decision, participating broadcasters may decide which artist or artists to send to 2021, either this year's representatives or new ones. So they say, we ask for your continued patience while we work through the practical implications of these ideas in the coming days and weeks. So yes, it looks like there will be some type of program to be broadcast on the 16th of May. So they've got that big 4-hour gap on a Saturday night, and also they've got those two semi-final slots, so that's around about 2 hours, on Tuesday the 12th and Thursday the 14th of May. So it's all up in the air, but at least there will be something. And I must admit, the Eurovision community online have been doing an amazing job at keeping everybody entertained, and to be fair, helping people come up, because a lot of people like myself have seen the Eurovision Song Contest as one of those big things of the year that we all look forward to, because it's always there. And for the first time since it's been created 64 years, there will be a gap in the Eurovision archives. So there we go. Right, time to move swiftly on. We'll talk about the Eurovision community and how it's come together a little bit later on. And we'll let you know how you get in contact with the show, etc. But it's time to play another song. I can't wait to play this for you. This is an absolute classic. Here is Germany 1994, Mikado with Wir geben a Party.
Baby, es kommt ganz simpel, ich will einfach mal Spaß. Am besten alle
Luxembourg, 1980. You know, that came ninth with 56 points, did you know? Yes, that is the French twins of Sophie and Marie. That was Luxembourg, 1980. Yes, the song Papa Pangouin. Yes. And that was internally selected by the Luxembourg broadcaster RTL. Yes, and it was written by Ralf Siegel and Bernd Meininger, who also composed the German entry for the 1980 contest by Katja Ebstein with Theater, or Theater, as it would be in English. Now, despite the fact that it is often considered as a byword for Eurovision silliness, to be honest, Pat Pangouin sold over a million copies in France and associated markets. And the cover version by Pingloo spent 3 weeks at the top of the French singles chart in 2006. Yeah. The stage presentation features a very large man dressed as and waddling about the stage in the manner of a penguin, and was widely ridiculed as childish, but remains very well remembered by frequent features of montages of Eurovision. And I think it was Ralph Siegel who was inside that penguin outfit. Bizarre. Yeah, so that's great, great stuff. Right, it's time for a request, and we're going to over to Somerset. Yes, we're going to say hello to the lovely Anne Squires. Anne, thank you very much. You have sent your request in via our Facebook page. Yes, it's called the Eurovision Showcase. Of course, we have our amazing Twitter account as well, called ESE Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email as well, ESEshowcase@gmail.com. Yes. So I sent a message out on Saturday morning, afternoon, something like that, and asked if anybody would like a request. And Anne got in touch, and she would like me to play the Romanian entry that came fourth in 2006. And it would be an honour to play this for you, Anne. Here is Mihai with Tornero. Yes. Lyrically, very poignant. Yes. Questionable what Mihai gets himself up to at this moment in time, but I will not mention it here on the show. This is a family show. And here is your request. Romania, 2006.
I'm keeping a smile on my mind every day. I'm feeling your touch on my face even while you're away. Like when we're together in that dream that could be so right. Hey, like when we're together in that dream that could be so right. Tornero, tornero, la mia vita ti darò. Tornerai, tornerai, mia per sempre tu sarai. Tornero, tornero, la mia vita ti darò. Tornerai, tornerai, mia per sempre tu sarai. I wonder what I should feel so empty these days. I wonder what I should for now while you're away. We'll dance together in that dream.
Jana Burčeska from Macedonia, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, Dance Alone. Enjoy!
Thank you. faces that I've never seen.
Jana Borčeska representing North Macedonia at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest with that very song, A Dance Alone. Yeah, what a great tune. And it sadly did not qualify out of the second semi-final. I'm sure it was the second. Oh, it could be the first. Oh, I need to check. See, I'm slacking, peeps. I'm slacking. Right. We're going to do something a little bit different. Now, sadly, my poor hubby is not very well. So he can't be here this week for his random request. So it's time to pull the emergency brake cord. And it's now time for the first time in quite a while, Kieran's random request. Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring as Rob's random request, does it really? To be fair, let's just say that. Yes, right, so I have the two hats, okay? The little bits of paper inside these hats. One has years inside, so from 1956 to 2019. We will be including 2020 after the 16th of May, okay? And then we have a little hat with countries. We have a hat with little bits of paper with countries inside. So, first up, we're going to do a year. All right, so I am doing this legitimately, honestly. You see. Right, and the year I've picked out is 1999. Okay. Right, so that was a contest in Jerusalem in Israel, a year after Dana International won with Diva in Birmingham. Yes, Birmingham, Alabama. No, in Israel. And the country that I have picked out is Georgia. No, I can't do that one. Let's do another one. Australia. No, I can't do that one either. This isn't going well. Third time lucky. Yugoslavia. No, I can't pick that one. Oh dear, this is turning into disaster. Fourth time lucky. Armenia. No, I can't even do that one. Gee whiz. Another one. Azerbaijan. No. Oh no, I can't do that one either. Oh, here we go. The Netherlands. I've got that one. Right. We do. Okay, so here is Marlene. This is an amazing Netherlands entry. I saw Marlene sing live this and also an edition of Elle from Elle and Nikki, Azerbaijan 2011. They sang a version of Running Scared. It was incredible. But her entry in 1999 was great, I believe. Oh, it came seventh, I think. Or eighth. I think it was eighth in the end, actually. Great song. You'll love this. It's sort of like country music from the Netherlands once again. So here we are. Here is Marlene with One Good Reason. The Netherlands, 1999. This week's Kieran's Random Request.
Forever, say you will, say I do. love you too. I love you forever. Yes, I will. Baby, I do. Give me one good reason. I will give you two. Say love you forever. Say you will. Say you do. Give me one good reason. I will give you two.
Alene, så enkel og så fin. Alene, gitaren tuller fram en liten sang. Piano og gitar i sammen stenger lave lyd. I sammen klang vi bringer fram en liten sang. Overalt finns det.
Legendary Norwegian Jahn Teigen representing his home country for Norway in 1983, coming ninth with 53 points with that song Do Re Mi, and joint ninth with the Austrian entry West End with Hurricane. Yeah, so Gary Lux was in that too, remember? Gary Lux represented Austria in 85 and 87. 85 was much better than 87. 87 was weird. Anyways, but Jahn Teigen obviously recently passed away, and Jahn was just incredible, and he was instrumental with working so many times with Anita Skorgan, who represented Norway a tremendous amount of times as a lead singer, as backing singer, as she did there with Jahn in 1983. And their duet in 1982 was stunning, and it's Adieu. And there was a live performance of Adieu sung at Jahn Teigen's funeral up in Norway a couple of weeks ago, sung by, I'm pretty sure it was his daughter, which was incredibly moving, I must admit. It was really, really sad, but a beautiful rendition And it was so sweet how the rest of the congregation sort of sang along towards the end to help her through. Yeah, hard stuff. My gosh, so sweet. And that song just always puts a smile on my face. Do Re Mi from Jahn Teigen, Norway, 1983. Right. Now, let's keep you updated with what's been going on, other than the obvious, in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news with me, Kieran Ari-Tassiet, on today, Sunday the 22nd of March. The Lithuanian broadcaster LRT will determine the Eurovision 2021 selection process by the April the 1st. The RUP, who were representing Lithuania at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, which sadly has been cancelled, have been one of the favourites for the contest to take the win. But with obviously the song being cancelled, Eurovision fans from right across Europe and the world are asking LRT to make sure that the RUP do represent Lithuania next year. Anna Soklic, who was Slovenia's entrant for this year's Eurovision Song Contest, has released a revamped version of Voda. Since the announcement that the Eurovision was going to be cancelled this year, various countries have confirmed that their entrants for this year will represent them in 2021. Bulgaria have confirmed that Victoria will be representing them next year, as well as Belgium have with Hooverphonic, Switzerland with Gijon Tears, Azerbaijan Samira, Georgia's Tornikai Kalipani, and so on and so forth. The director of the Ahoy Arena in Rotterdam, Jolanda Jansen, has stated that she's doing everything she can to keep the Eurovision in Rotterdam for 2021. It's looking completely confirmed that they will be hosting it in 2021, but we're still waiting for the official announcement by the European Broadcasting Union. The Eurovision Young Musicians Contest, which was due to take place in Zagreb this year in Croatia, has sadly been cancelled. And this year's Irish entry, Story of My Life by Leslie Roy, has debuted at number 12 in the Irish charts. Congratulations to her. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Ari-Tassiet, and you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or search for the show on Spotify, Mixcloud or any podcast app, including Apple Podcast and the Podbean app itself. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Ari-Tassiet. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition.
You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM
with Kieran Ari-Tassiet.
No need to be making your mind up.
You were the eyes in the face of fortune. I lost my way and I couldn't find you all. Oh no, we're not the first ones to be divided, won't be the last to be reunited, no. Oh no, oh no. It's like rain falling down, drops of pain hit the ground. I can't speak, there's no sound.
sound when you're gone.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
I can, I will, I know, I can untie these hands and get back up again. I can, I will, I know, I can untie these hands and get back up again.
I've never lost anything quite like this. No second chances if I don't find it. No. Oh no.
No.
You closed the door and you kept on walking. Left me behind and there's no more talking. No. Oh no.
No.
It's like breeze falling down, drops of pain in the ground. I can't speak. There's no sound when you're gone.
With the original mix of their Eurovision entry for the United Kingdom in 2011, I Can. I thought that was quite a poignant song to play in this difficult time to being a Eurovision fan. Well, remember, wash your hands, folks. So you don't need me to tell you that, I'm sure. And remember the social distancing rules. Yes, make sure you give each other plenty of space, particularly when you are outside of the home environment. Yes. Okay, now it's time for us to hear this revamped version of Slovenia's Eurovision entry for this year, which was going to be. I think this, well, as you guys know, Slovenia was one of my favourites of this year's contest. I am really sad myself that I won't be able to see this on the Eurovision stage. But I do hope that Slovenia do end up picking Anna Soklic for next year as well, and give her another amazing ballad. Because this ballad called Water, or in Slovenian Voda, is absolutely stunning. Now, the people behind this entry, with the orchestral oomph that it's been given, are the same ones who had given Conchita Wurst the orchestral boost that it had with Rise Like a Phoenix. Obviously this is something completely different than Conchita Wurst, of course, but you know, Austria and Slovenia, they are neighbours, you know, geographically, of course, so, you know, there must be a link somewhere in the Alps, maybe. Right, anyway, so here is Slovenia's Eurovision entry 2020. It's been reworked, and this is lovely. Here it is, Anna Soklic with voda, meaning water.
Greva naprej novi čas, zbeži v tu daleč stran. Ne ustavljaj vse, prav nikjer. Dolga bo noč.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Some people let go, some people let love slip away. Yeah. But I'm gonna hold on when no one believes, I'll keep the faith. And I know that we're in trouble. But I swear that we'll survive if we were deep sea divers.
Newman, My Last Breath. So that was the UK entry for this year. Sadly not going to Eurovision, but never mind. Also, I would like to say, please make sure you go and purchase it on iTunes, wherever you get your music these days, or listen to it on Spotify and stuff. Get those numbers up. And James has been incredibly popular within the Eurovision fandom and bringing some real repetition. Well, some real, I don't know, well, it's some belief behind the Eurovision Song Contest for the Brits, you know, because we've been begging for something decent, I must admit, for so long. So it's got to number 34 in the UK chart so far, so that's not that bad, bless them. It's only had minimal type of promotion, obviously, because mostly the BBC do that at themselves on primetime TV, you know, like for the Graham Norton show, and then at Eurovision, of course, and then all on the BBC's breakfast TV and all that type of stuff. So don't expect that to happen so far, so quickly. So anyways, that's that. It's now time for us to go and do something that we usually do on a show, and I can't wait to do this. And here is this week's edition of Live and Kicking. Yes, Live and Kicking is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from Eurovision itself. And this week, we're heading to the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest. And it's the home team. Yes, it's time for Sweden and Kiki Danielsson. So here is Sweden 1985. And we've got the amazing host of the contest, Lilfors, to explain the song and tell you what the name of the song is. Enjoy this perfect 80s Swedish schlager banger from 1985.
The title of the song is Bra Vibrationer, which might sound confusing for English speaking people, but it doesn't mean what you think it means. It means good vibrations. And conductor is, oh, I should present the artist first. Kiki Danielsson. Conductor is Kurt Erik Holmqvist.
Se det är spans det andra. for short-sightedness. Tell me who has got the time for narrow-mindedness. Listen to what I say, 'cause everybody looks the same on the inside, and it pays to wear a smile. Let's do away with prejudice. Don't discriminate, tolerance is bliss. We got to get together on this, cross this problem off our list. I may stutter when I speak, but you don't need to call me a freak. It's not trigonometry, inside we're the same. Hey! Even if you're taller, or someone who is smaller, or perhaps you're thinner, or one who loves his dinner. Don't discriminate, tolerance is bliss. We got to get together on this, cross this problem off our list. I may stutter when I speak, but you don't need to call me a freak. It's not trigonometry, inside we're the same.
Representing Iceland at the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest. There we are, coming, a 15th. Yes, I think it was 15th, 14th, something like that. Well, that is your Eurovision Showcase. We've got one more song to play in just a few moments. But I would like to say thank you very much for listening. And I hope you could join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision music. And I'll tell you more once we have it about Eurojury 2020. Yes, we partnered up with Eurovoir.com once again, and we're going to be promoting this amazing contest. I'll tell you more about that later on. So take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir, ravida sein, vislat, dobitenia, godnat. And thank you very much for listening. Toodaloo. And here is our last song for this week's edition. We'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Forest FM. Here is Katrina on the Waves. Love, Shine a Light. UK 1997.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of our hearts. Love, shine a light in every corner of my dream. Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry. Let the stream, let our love shine a light in every corner of my dream. And we're all gonna shine a light together. All
online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.